A bloodied man is rushed to hospital and helped onto a trolley, just one of the victims of the latest suicide attacks to hit northwest Pakistan. At least 50 people died in the blast and 80 others were wounded. Many of them are being treated here at this hospital. Muhammad Khan is among the injured.
We were saying our prayers and suddenly we heard the sound of an explosion and there was a fire.
This is the mosque where the attack took place in Dara Adam Kel, a place frequented by anti-Taliban tribal elders. The Sunni mosque's roof collapsed as hundreds of worshippers were gathered inside for the most popular prayer session of the week. Damage and debris from the explosion remains etched on the roof and walls inside, while bloody water pools at the entrance as the mosque is cleaned. Geo News reported that the Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility for the bombing. This is the deadliest attack since September, when a suicide bombing on a Shiite Muslim procession in the southwest city of Quetta killed 65. Ilsa Temple, The Associated Press.